Unit 12, Exercise 9.
Simon, you've had a very successful life.
Yes, I've been very lucky.
Now, I know you were in the French Foreign Legion from 1960 to 1965. How did someone born in England end up joining the French Foreign Legion?
Well, there was a girl I liked, and she liked me, but not enough, and I was really upset. Then I read about the French Foreign Legion, and a week later I signed up for it.
Clearly you are someone who likes a challenge. What was your day-to-day life like as a legionnaire?
I think we have this romantic idea that it's all riding camels across the desert. But it was nothing like that. The training was very difficult. I was the only Englishman. There were no telephones. I didn't make a phone call for over 4 years. The day always began at 2 o'clock in the morning, and often we began the day marching for about 15 miles, sometimes 25 miles. Every night you slept somewhere different. Sometimes we were walking 6 days in the mountains.
You were very young at the time, weren't you?
Yes, I was only 19 years old. But it's amazing what you can do when you have no choice.
Did you make any friends?
Not really. There were so many of us. In my day, there were 25,000 legionnaires with 52 nationalities. Today, the legion is 8,000 with 156 nationalities. They have 197,000 applications every year. They interview 5,000, and they take only 500. It's pretty difficult to join.
You wrote a book about your time in the Legion, which was made into a movie called Simon, an English Legionnaire. Did the movie get it right? How close was it to how you remember it?
I think the book got it right. I think the movie was a little Hollywood at the end, but it's okay. I liked it because it's about me.
Since leaving the Legion, you've had amazing success as a businessman. You've worked for some of the world's most successful companies, such as Deutsche Bank in its Asia-Pacific division, and now you are a director of Vodafone PLC, and you've walked to the South Pole. These are extraordinary achievements.
Are they extraordinary? I think my life's been different, but not extraordinary. I don't think everybody does things my way, but I've enjoyed it. It's been very exciting.